With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
It's Andy Sweeney, and you're listening to ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Time now for the V Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
All right, so evidently I got to hear a rant later from Locke about my open. Well, you have to do it now. Do it later. But now this, no, you're not doing the sound effect. We're not doing it at all. Nope, not happening. Because you could play it, but he's already sitting here. He's in the room. The theater of the mind is ruined. Because Thursday, we pretend there's a guy at the door. That's our thing. We've built this brand for like 6 weeks. And I'm inadvertently, you know, told people who's going to be on. And Nick has threatened to kill me. So today, I was all excited. We got an A-list guest. We got one of the great guys and really a great guest to come in studio. So I wake up and I look on my phone this morning on Twitter. And there's a big-ass picture of Dino staring me right in the face. So I was like, well, okay. Well, I guess we're not doing Who's at the Door today. So he's here. So he was going to be Who's at the Door, but it was too important
He was at the door.
Yeah, but we let everybody know because it was a great get. Dino Gaudio, one of the great guys in the business, a good friend and a fine coach, joins us in studio. And Dino, I thought for a while last night, you and I'd be sitting here saying, well, you've already clinched the co-championship. Maybe you can get it outright. And instead, they just yanked the rug out from under you on both those games. Unbelievable.
I'm telling you. You know what? Like the Florida State game, I'm like, I'm not going to watch this. I'm not going to have the anxiety.
You know what it's like to be
angst.
A fan now.
Yeah, I'm like watching, I guess. So I said, you know what? We got Virginia on Saturday. I'm going to lock in on the Virginia game. So then, of course, TV timeout. I go to the Florida State game. All of a sudden, it's 61-48, and I start to get a little smile on my face, and I'm thinking, yeah, this thing's going to happen. I go back to Virginia, and then Bobby. Then by the end, I'm watching a darn Florida State-Notre Dame game, and I'm like, oh, my God. But you know what? You can't blame Notre Dame. We did the same thing with those guys. So, hey, it's on us to Bobby, our guys now, you think about it, like all we've gone through and since we've been here, we have 40 minutes of work and maybe a lifetime to remember, like to try to 40 minutes to try to win an ACC championship or a part of it. And if you'd have told us when we took the job last April, hey, next March, whatever the date is, Saturday, 5th or 6th, you guys have a chance. Man, we'd have jumped all over that. So we're excited where we are. Could have used a little help last night, made it a little easier. But, hey, it is what it is. And
it's a championship game.
Yeah, it's exactly what
it is. I mean, in your second year, you're playing a championship game. If you win, no matter what happens, you're at least co-champions. And so you are one of the teams that controls their own destiny. I mean, Virginia doesn't. If they win and Florida State wins, they're still not champs. Duke, the only way they can get in is it's a four-way tie. They'd have to win and Virginia win, and Louisville have to lose and Florida State have to lose. The bad thing is, and no disrespect to Jimmy Christian rather, but Boston College going to Florida State doesn't exactly inspire a lot of confidence.
Yeah. I think if you're looking at that, when you got to be pulled, you got to think Seminoles are in pretty good shape right there. But you know what, Bob? They just find a way down the end of games.
Like, they really do.
I don't know whether it's the accumulation of them picking you up 94 feet and wearing
you down.
And, you know, Notre Dame's got to burn a timeout at the end of the game last night because they can't get it in against the pressure. But they do. That's a really good basketball team, as we know. We've seen them twice, faced them twice, and they stuck it to us twice. But we got our focus now on the Cavaliers and hopefully moving in the right direction at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
You know what's interesting? You have I'm not being snarky either. You have an example of all the things that are good against Virginia and all the things that are not good against Virginia, all in the same game tape.
Yes.
So you can watch the first half and go, wow, look at this. We got to do – and watch the second half and go, oh, my God, we can't do that again. So what was – I mean, other than old Walden Tensei going out of his mind, which is a big part of it, what else was – did you see in that was good in the first half that you did not do as well in the second half?
Well, you know what? We played with such confidence from an offensive perspective. But when you're playing those guys, that's the big thing. Like, you know, I coached against Tony when I was the head coach at Wake Forest 3 times, and I was lucky. We had a little bit better players. Tony had just got the job, and we had beaten him 3 times. And I would tell our guys and told them the game one, like, hey, listen, like when you're playing Virginia, you have to understand the pace of play and – you have to embrace it. Like, tell mom and dad and tell your AAU coach, excuse my poor English, you ain't getting your numbers tonight.
Right.
That's just the way it is. If you're getting 10 a game, you might get 5 a game in that game. If you're getting 16, you might get 8. It's just you better understand the pace of play and embrace it. Now, in game one, we put up 80 points, which is very atypical for anybody playing.
Nobody else this year has scored more than 65 against them. They rarely give up 60, and you had 80 at home.
Yeah, we did a really good job. We were confident. We shot the ball well. We got really good looks. And as we know, they jump ball screens, and our point guards, both Fresh and David and Darius, found the open guy because they shrink the floor. Anytime there's a ball screen, they pull in, and you might see 4 guys in the lane.
Yes.
And they trust themselves to close out to shooters. And we shot the ball pretty well when they tried to close out. But that was good. On the other side of the coin, they hadn't scored 70 all year and dropped 73 on us. Now, since they've gotten 78 on BC. But
so what happened in the second half?
Well, you know what? I think Walton Stey just crushed us from a defensive perspective. Bob, we look yesterday. We had 6 different players guarding him.
I know.
Now, here's the challenge.
He's scoring every which way.
Here's the challenge. The little guys are a little better. When I say little guys, you're talking Fresh, you're talking Darius, you're talking Ryan, of staying more attached to him when they're running what's called their blocker-mover offense, which Tony's dad, Dick Bennett, originated with the screeners on the lane lines. So as he's on the baseline, head on the rim, and he's juking back and forth, deciding, am I coming off this guy or that? Our smaller guys are better staying attached to him. But you know what? When he comes off and catches, now he's shooting over 6'5". He's shooting over a 5'10 kid.
Yep.
Well, our bigger guys, Dwayne, Sam, Jordan, they get too much separation.
Yes,
shakes them a little bit, and those guys aren't there on the catch. So it's a double-edged sword. And I told him in a meeting yesterday, I go, fellas, because I happen to have the scout, I go, I got the card. And Coach Mack looks at me and he goes, who should we put on him? I got no idea. I want one of you guys to come to me and say,
let me get him.
I got him.
Yes.
Got him. Give him to me. But, you know, we didn't hear that in game one. But, man, he was terrific against us.
Jay Huff is playing at a different level now. I mean, the stuff he did, I had their game. Who they play? Duke, the head of the Duke game. And he went out of his mind.
Yeah,
he was dunking. He had 10 blocks.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not, you know, he used to be a pick and pop guy and just float around the top. Now he's going down the lane. He's dunking. I guess he scored their first 14 points yesterday.
No, let me correct you, Bob. You ready for this? First 17. It was 17-9.
And he had all 17.
They should have put on the thing last night at the ACC Network. Huff 17.
Miami 9.
But you know what? He picked him pop last night. They posted him up. They did a nice job of dumping the ball down to him. He was terrific last night.
They are, in my mind, one of the 3 most improved teams for the beginning of the year. Teams that you saw early. I mean, I'll be honest. I saw them early, and I said, they're going to be lucky to win 6 games in this league. They couldn't. I said, they'll never break 50. And now they've got a rhythm going. Well, Detense's got it going. Huff is playing better. They're scoring. But them, UCLA and Texas, were teams that were not good early, and now they're all good. So
you know this. I think when we're a pack line team, and as is Virginia, as the year goes on, your defense gets better because this is who we are. This is what we're doing. This is how we're going to guard ball screens. Well, when Tony implements their blocker mover offense, as the season goes on, that's what they do the majority of the time. They get better and better at it, as opposed to maybe running different things and, you know, choosing and picking what's good.
Right.
But guys get better and better in the system that they're in, And he has done, Tony has done a remarkable job with this team.
Do you think you scored so well? We talked about this on the show after the game. Do you think you looked so good offensively the first time against them because that you play against pack line every day in practice, basically? I know you don't play it exactly the same way they do, but the same kinds of principles. Do you think that helped you at all?
There's no question I think it helps us. And they jump ball screens, and for the most part, we jump ball screens, so we see it every day. And on the other side of the coin, you make the point, like when you play against a team like Florida State that switches everything, switches ball screens, switches off ball screens, we don't see that every day. And it's hard to simulate it in practice.
Because you don't do it.
Yeah, because we don't do it. It bothers us a little bit. But no, I concur with you on that concept.
It's talking to Dino Gaudio. He's our guest at the door this week, even though we announced we didn't play Theater of the Mind. We just put him in the chair and started yapping to him. But this is I know what else I had to ask you. What is Malik's status? Do we know?
How should I say this? Doubtful?
Okay.
Is that the professional approach?
Yeah.
But and you know what? We're going to be cautious with him as badly as we want to win an ACC championship. With, you know, hopefully we'll do at 6:15 on Saturday. But we know long term, with the aspirations we have and the goals we have for this team, we want to make sure he's healthy and ready for the long run.
But, well, and you got a good break because no matter what happens, you get a double bye.
Yep.
So you're not playing until late in the week.
Yes.
So he's got another, 4 or 5 days to rest.
This coming Monday will be 2 weeks because he heard it Monday 2 weeks ago against Florida State. And then, it'd be almost 2.5 weeks. So we shall see. We'll see. I know this, Bob. He is working his tail off to come back.
Like, is he?
Fred Hina's in there, our trainer, who's unbelievable with him. Hours, countless hours. And then Fred gave him those sleeves you put on your ankle that where the ice water flows through it. He's putting that on at night. So he's doing everything he can to get back with his teammates.
Oh, Jamie had one. My son had one of those for his arm. It's a little machine you put on. It was over his shoulder. And he put that on all the time. You could be part of history. This league was founded in 1954. There's only been 1 year where there have been three champions and 1 year where there have been four champions. Only once. 1985, they were tri-champions. 1995, they were quad champions.
Wow.
So, I mean, because it's possible if Louisville wins and Florida State wins, no, then it could only be the two of you. That's right.
You could never
be part of tri. Tri, unfortunately, wouldn't include Louisville.
Right.
It could be Florida State, and it could be Virginia. If they win, would be tied with you, and if Florida State loses, the three, and if Duke loses,
Bob,
will you score? I mean, is everybody scoreboard watching?
I don't care for single, bye, try.
I know.
What is it? Wouldn't you have septuplet, whatever it is.
SEP champions. Well, that's what
I said. We could hang a banner.
Yes. Hang a banner in the second year, it'd be unbelievable. But that's how close it's been. It's also, by the way, a little bit of how much separation you four guys have gotten over everybody else. I mean, with all the crazy scenarios, the four top spots are already locked in.
Yep.
It could be co-champions. There could be a sole champion. If you win and Florida State loses, Louisville's a sole champion. There could be 1, 2, 3, or 4 champions, and yet nobody else can even play themselves into the top four. You don't see that kind of separation in this league very much.
You really don't. Not in this league. Usually there's a top tier, and then the middle tier is always
week, it's people be playing to get that double bye, but you guys separate. Virginia's the surprising team, I'll be honest. I didn't see them getting the double bye, and they technically could be co-champions in the league, which is astounding to me.
It really is when you saw where they were at the beginning, and I think that's testimony to Tony's coaching and how much those guys believe and buy into that system, and they know their roles, and man, do they play them well.
One of the games I didn't get to do because I was doing an ESPN Network game was the game at Duke, which is as tough an environment as there is in the ACC, and you not only won, you really just came flying out of the gate against that team. It was unbelievable. This place is going to be a hard place to play. You know that. It's going to be sold out. It's loud. But do you tell them? Do you even draw on the fact? Hey, listen, we can win at Duke. You can win anywhere.
Hey, listen, we've talked about that before. Like, we talked about the game at Cameron. Maybe that's the most difficult environment in all of college basketball to play in, and we were able to win. And we've parlayed that a little bit with some of the other venues that we've gone into and talked about that. Like, and it's true. If you could win in there, you could win just about anywhere in the country. I think it has a lot to do with your mindset going into the game. And I think our mindset going into Saturday is pretty good. We've had success against them already once this year. And I didn't understand this, Bob. You can, and our listeners can, like, that the streak. What was it? 9-10 games, and then after that game, how happy the kids were and the fans were, and I was a little bit taken aback. But I guess that was a big monkey on our back until we yes. shook it a little bit. But you know what? I know we'll play hard on Saturday. I know we'll play together. Hey, last year when they won a national championship, we played those guys pretty well, both at our place yep. and theirs. I think we were up with 7 minutes to go in Charlottesville last year. So I think our guys are excited to play. Like we talked about, hey, 40 minutes of work, lifetime
members. I like that. It should be a T-shirt. Dino, thanks for coming by. We have some Coach. Lovely parting gifts for you. Actually, we don't, but I just like to say
I got a tangerine from Nick. He gave me already. That was my lunch.
Oh,
good.
I appreciate it. No wonder you're fit.
I appreciate it.
For all the crap that that Kettler gives you, what is he talking about? You should just go kick his butt.
I'm going to as soon as I leave here.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Thursday here on the V Show on ESPN 680 1057.
You're listening to The V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This mouse is weird. If you use it right on the desktop itself, it flies all over the place. And we don't have a mouse pad in here, of course. So you got to find something to roll it around on. Hey, how you doing, mixtape? And excuse me. And so I have to use it in the reads.
We do have a cough button, though.
This one, that's when you push it and it makes the cough noise. Like if you're just talking and you push, see, push it again. Yeah. When I was little, my brother tried, there used to be a pill that they marketed when I was a kid called Doan's Pills for a backache. And he tried to convince me when I was little that you took it, because that's what the label said, Doan's Pills for backache. And he said, you took it like if you didn't want to go to work that day and you didn't want to lie, you took one of those and it gave you a backache. Then you can stay home.
That was a Harry Potter thing. Fred and George. Hello. Fred and George Weasley. They always made a bunch of magical pranks. They made these pills that made you sick, but actually sick.
Yeah, but for how long? That's so
good. About like an hour or so. Like, so you'd be sick, people would believe you're sick, and then you could go feel better and go about your day and not have to go to school.
Here's the scenario, by the way. Most of you know it. I tweeted it last night, but let's go through it, shall we? Louisville can only be the champion of the league either outright or co-champions with Florida State. There's no other scenario where they will be champions of the ACC. If they win and Florida State wins, they're co-champions. If they win and Florida State loses, they're outright champions. I take it back. They could be tri-champions. I misspoke. If Virginia wins and Florida State loses, they could be tri-champions. They'd be and Duke loses, they'd be tri-champions. Yes, I said it wrong with Dino. I'm surprised nobody caught me on that. If they lose, Florida State loses, and Duke wins, and Virginia obviously wins. If Louisville loses, Virginia would have to win. They would be a four-way tie. They'd be quad champions, okay? So to go through that again. If Louisville wins and Florida State wins, they're co-champions. If Louisville wins and Florida State loses, Louisville's the outright champion. If Virginia beats Louisville and Florida State wins, as I said, Florida State's the outright champion. So Florida State has to lose for there to be any tie other than the scenario where both Louisville and Florida State would win and be co-champs. So if Florida State loses, then all hell can break loose. Because if Florida State loses and Louisville were to lose, there would be at least a three-way tie for first. Virginia, Louisville, Florida State, and then it would depend on what Duke did. Duke would either have lost and finished second or third, in that case, fourth, actually, because they'd be by themselves in fourth, or they would be one of four champions. Duke is the only one that if they are of a share of the championship, it has to be shared four ways. That's the only way they can get a piece of it. They've got to win. Virginia's got to win, which, of course, would mean Louisville loses, and Florida State would have to lose. And it's really unlikely Florida State's going to lose at home to BC. So, really, Louisville's best hope scenario is to win their damn game. And the good news is the only people who control their own destiny in this scenario are Louisville and Florida State. They win. They are at least co-champions, and they could be outright champions. So there you have it. So that's what you're looking at for Louisville at Virginia, who's playing very well. It'll be a packed house. It'll be a big venue. They'll be rocking and rolling. But they did win at Cameron. If they won there, you can win anywhere. Of course, you know, they had Malik then. We'll see if they can get it done. Now, Virginia's not a great rebounding team, so if they had to play small ball, might not be the worst thing. I don't know. We'll see. They generally have had a harder time, Louisville has, with teams that are in their face, attacking, pressing, switching everything like Florida State. So they play a pack line just like Louisville does. I think they're comfortable attacking it. Question is, how well will they shoot the basketball? That's what it comes down to. All right, now Locke gleefully couldn't wait to tell me when I came in today that he was just roasting me on something today. He said it was about your opening, but I was all over the map in my opening yesterday. We talked about, we talked about so much stuff in the open that I don't know, the NFL films, Bloomberg's ads, everything, and that we
mentioned those.
We mentioned all of that. So let's just hear. He seemed to have such.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
I have to set it up?
Well, no, you have to. Do you have to give me a light stream? That was the deal.
Huh?
That was the deal. You give me a light stream read, and then we do the thing.
Nobody ever said that. You might have said it while I didn't have my headset.
I did.
Okay.
Because I definitely said it, but yeah, you're right. You did not have your headsets.
Well,
so please and thank you.
Let's see. Here we go again. Cal Post Florida with Q changes to defense. Cal Trolls Media. Chris Mack sound post UNC. That's timely. It's only about a year ago. There's the Wing Zone read. Today's not Wing Zone Day. Bear Nose didn't bring food today. They don't sponsor us anymore. Kentucky basketball post game elements. Why is this in my folder? I don't do the post game show. That should be in Ence's folder. So get that out of there. Ah, here it is. Lightstream. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to tell you about my friends at Lightstream. If you're in credit card debt, you're probably paying upwards of 20, 21, 22, or more percent interest. This is foolish. Why is it foolish? Because you can get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream with rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. That literally could save you hundreds of dollars. You can get a loan that will consolidate all your credit cards. Not only will you have the ease of payment of only having to make one payment rather than paying through two, three, four credit cards, but all those high interest rates will fly away and you'll have the great interest rates of less than 6% and save you lots of money. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they intend to deliver. Lightstream, like you, I heard about it through their advertising, and the fact is it's great when you use it because as a guy who was in credit card debt, my balances are now zero, and I'm telling you that's a lot of extra money in your pocket and a lot of stress off your plate. They get top-notch customer support and service. It's a streamlined process, and I'm telling you it couldn't be easier. And now on top of that, just for my listeners, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way you get this discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Valvano. That's LightStream.com, lightstream.com/Valvano. It's subject to credit approval. The rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Valvano for more information. See what I did there? I was catering to our ESPN Deportes listeners as well. Steph Curry comes back tonight. Did you see the video yesterday? I think it was Rex had it on. Somebody. Rex says, I still can't get over that. We've really got to get him on just to talk about his entire Twitter experience.
I've never seen
anything like that in my life. I literally have never seen anybody get the... I mean, he's got Frank Caliendo. Frank Caliendo takes the tweets that he sends out like every day and does mostly Morgan Freeman re-narrating them, like the woman who put the Mentos in the Coke bottle. He's got Morgan, which, by the way, has a very funny tagline. Speaking of that, what did you say yesterday to end the show that some guy thought was hilarious? Because as soon as the show was over, because just like his predecessor, Jason Anderson, Sweeney hovers. And so as soon as the show's over, I yank the headset out so I can get the hell out of there because they just...
how dare they have the audacity to start the show on time?
Well, no, just... Well, let the guy get out a little bit, you know? Yeah, there we go again. Always two sides.
That's why I did it. Every time, just to needle you.
I can take the other guy's side. Okay, so you must have said something.
Yeah, we always do some kind of genitalia fact. And I don't know if I have the phones muted like I do right now. I should probably unmute them.
Why, you're right.
Because we're not really going to take calls until probably the 2 o'clock hour where I don't have a GD thing. But what are you doing? What on earth are you doing? Why do you have the phone up?
I want to see if I get the dial tone on the radio, but I couldn't figure out how to do it.
That's a rival. Throw the regular season out when it comes to you and the phone. That's a rivalry. You know, my rivalry is saying rivalry. Anyway, no. We always do a genitalia fact, and I didn't get a call from...
We don't always. You always.
Not just me. Softball dad Dustin, who I think got like the he's like the field marshal of genitalia information or something like that. We gave him a title.
No, I never gave him a title.
All right, well,
you get your own parallel show going with a completely different universe.
Well, maybe.
There's only two titles. There's the Emperor of Information and the Czar of Knowledge. No, the Emperor of Knowledge and the Czar of Information.
Yeah.
Or the Czar of Facts. The Czar of Facts and the Emperor of Information.
Okay, there we go.
I don't know. Something
we got there. We got there. But we didn't do a genitalia one. So I saw one earlier. Because I follow Wow Facts on Twitter, but I couldn't find it with the music. I didn't have time,
right.
So instead I stumbled on a little bit of serendipity. Call back from yesterday.
Okay,
I stumbled on a fact that said male ladybugs can mate with a dead female ladybug for up to 4 hours before they realize something's wrong and they're wasting their time.
Who hasn't been on a date like that? Anyway.
Do you want this lock sound?
Yes, here's the lock sound.
Okay, so there is a setup, though.
Okay,
do you
tell us what we're going to see here, Billy. This is from your new film, I Don't Pay Attention to the Host. We're looking for... What is this? Tell us what we're going to see here.
Are you saying that because I look like a director today? What?
Yeah, you do.
Because I'm wearing a blue blazer, a Star Wars t-shirt, and...
You do look filmy, and you got a beard.
Yeah, scruffy beard. I feel like I should just be talking about it. It's a great flick. Did they even say flicks anymore?
No.
Wow. Yeah.
It's either a great film.
That was musty.
That's what they just say film. It's a great film.
It's a great film.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have a great film. It's got Emma Stone in it, and she's a redhead again.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a big fan of that. And Chris Evans, he actually lost a bunch of weight, and he looks like the CGI character in Captain America.
Okay.
It's really a great
range. Were they good to work with? Was it just a great chemistry on the set there?
Absolutely.
Because I hear she can be a little bit of a pain in the neck.
No. The sexual tension between, well, all three of us really, was just palpable. And it was just an absolute pleasure. Pure professionalism. don't get me started on Stanley Tucci, let me tell you.
Oh, I like Stanley Tucci. Texas says... That's because the male ladybug realizes the female isn't bitching about something. You just got a spit take from the big-headed producer.
There's a spit focus all over the wall.
Oh, that's a good line. And women, female listeners, I apologize. But not really, because and we always will go for the comedy. It's all showbiz. I keep telling people that. It's all just showbiz. All right, so here's the Lachlan McLean from the latest picture,
right,
where he just roasts me.
Do we want to play your rant from yesterday to set it up? It's about 1 minute. It was the first time you got all pissy with me because I played
NFL played the wrong NFL films.
Right. So this is what it was in reaction
okay.
to.
Okay. So here it is. They're showing clips of teams and coaches celebrating. There's one with Don Shula being carried off after his undefeated season, and is that the one you've got? And then they chose with Tom Brookshire and Pat Summerall. Hope that's the one you got. For 1 year, it was Charlie
Jones.
Brent Musburger.
Jane Kennedy.
No, you see, I want to come in. Now I have to choke.
Cross.
Go to commercial. That's not this week in the NFL. That's the NFL today on CBS.
Mad.
It was the pregame show. Listen to what the host says. The words are important. This week in the NFL. Damn it. God bless America. Just listen to the damn show. Unbelievable. It's just we're steamrolling along, and then my guy says, no, this is the wrong way in for the rental cars. Let me make those spikes pop up so the car goes over that, and you come to a complete stop. This week in the NFL, YouTube, 1970s, there's only like 400 videos up there of them. Take your pick. damn it.
The best dismount ever. Just the damn it at the end. That was
I didn't
great.
Hear myself pounding the table, though. I thought I was pounding the table. On
you
that.
Pounded it. Well, there were like four other rants yesterday.
Okay.
That had some good table poundage going on. So that was what Locke was reacting to.
Now I'm trying to let me see what hair he could split there. This Week in the NFL, it was called This Week in Pro Football, and This Week in the NFL, I don't think he'd make a big deal about the title. It was Tom Brookshire and Pat Summerall. They hosted the whole time of it, except the first year Charlie Jones hosted it. That was not the music from the NFL Today on CBS. I don't know what he's got. Go ahead. What do you got for me?
How do you not immediately recognize the theme song to the NFL Today?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Robert Valvano.
Yeah, I'll
you
plead guilty to that.
Ashamed.
Yeah.
Ashamed. How dare you have to have Nick explain to you that it's going to be Brent Musburger and Jane Kennedy? You don't recognize the theme song to the NFL Today? You have to have him say Brent Musburger to get the theme song. Now I'm pounding my fist, Bob. It's the theme song to the NFL Today. It's iconic.
Yeah, I can't.
How
argue
do
that.
You not recognize it? Within two notes, I had that. Two notes.
Playing?
I'm listening
on
my
that tune
my
for
podcast,
sports themes,
and he's going. This Week in the NFL, two notes in, I go, this is the theme of the NFL Today. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And Bob's waiting around Tom Brookshire and Pat Summerall. I go, Bob, it's the NFL Today. You don't need Nick to tell you that. It's the theme from the NFL
All
Today.
All right. Your point is well taken.
As much as Nick.
They're showing clips of teams and coaches celebrating. There's one with Don Shula.
I mean, dun, 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 dun. That's when Brent Musburger goes, you're looking live at Soldier Field. I mean, how many of us grew up? Every single Sunday at noon, that was the place to be. Yeah. Jimmy the Greek before he got in trouble. Irv Cross.
Irv Cross.
Come on,
I had
people.
Him on the show. I liked Irv Cross. Nice guy.
So.
Yeah. That's a good.
I
got to be guilty
pounding
as charged.
Rant.
Guilty as charged.
So do you.
Thanks, Locke. There you go. There you go. You like
I mean,
that?
It still doesn't, take away from, still doesn't take away from what
like
I said.
Your dad. Come on. Theme song.
You ended there. Give me a break. But it was Uncle
no. It was
Locke
a good. It was
back.
A good. That's the kind of rant I can get behind. That's the kind of rant I like going back and forth. So no, that's okay. He's right about that.
So you're pleading guilty to that.
Well, I should have recognized that, but I just assumed because I don't know. You were born in this country. You lived sometimes in Vitero in Sweden, but I still don't think that's affected your ability to understand English. And so when I said go to YouTube and type in this week. In the NFL, I didn't think that you would type in NFL Today.
So, right, so what happened was, and I got into this with Locke. Uh-huh. I'll start off with this, but it's not going to be a yeah, but statement. I wasn't totally listening.
Yeah, there you go.
But
there it is.
But
that's it. I'm the attorney in court. I'm just sitting down now with my hands clasped behind my back. Because anything you say now is just.
Well, you're just going to do the whole defense rests.
Defense not only rests. I'm going to play golf. Call me when you come back with a guilty verdict. You said
who was the because Locke and I when I was pleading my case to Locke,
uh-huh.
We were trying to come up with who was the guy who did all the great NFL music.
Sam Spence.
Spence.
I said
yes.
that during the show also.
Yes, you did. Uh-huh. And so I typed in NFL Today, NFL Music, Sam Spence.
No. And again,
and the first thing that came up was NFL
well,
Today.
He might have written
so
that, too.
I thought
it's possible
it was,
he wrote that, too.
I thought
Let's go
I had
see. I'll
the
bet
right
you did.
TV show.
That sounds like his kind of music.
So I was, you know, we only have a handful. We only have about 30 seconds to find anything back here. And 15 of that is, you know, for the pre-roll in whatever YouTube video we're playing. So I was hustling. I apologize. Yeah. I was halfway listening. That's how we
Scott
got to
Spence
where it was.
Did not write that. A guy named Scott Schreer wrote that.
Oh, well, I just typed in. Maybe I just typed in Scott. Look, it was my fault. So, and then.
But just for the fun of it, just for the S&G, as they say, just to kind of the jury saying, you've already won, counselor, sit down. But I'm like, I just can't. I just have to win by a landslide, okay? Because here is
well,
the.
Well, I'm going to throw my gavel at you. Because
here's the point.
No one
if
likes
you
that.
Had done just what I said, let's just see what comes up.
Oh,
if
my
you
God,
type.
I'm sure it would have shown up.
Week in the NFL. Now, before you hit that. It lists here, just so I can show you. This is where video would help. This week in the NFL 1968. This week in the NFL 1969. This week in the NFL 1972. This week in the NFL 1975. This is the version. This is the YouTube version of first base Bugs Bunny. Second base Bugs Bunny. Third base Bugs Bunny.
All right.
Any
I did
one
it.
Of those would have worked.
I
but
get it.
No. Okay.
And I'm still, my wires are still crossed because I can't remember. I was trying to save the clip as I cut it because the other shows might enjoy a little hearty chuckle at Locke going off on you. So I tried to save it, and I couldn't remember what the NFL show was that he was breaking your balls about.
Perfect.
So I think I saved it as Locke's rant on NFL Red Zone or something.
Perfect. Or do the Rick roll. Just give him the hockey theme.
That's a great theme.
The hockey theme?
Yeah.
I like the hockey theme. I know I'm in the minority. I don't like the Fox musics at all. But they tried to be. I hate the robot, for starters.
Really?
No, I don't like the robot.
They sold him as an action figure. He was a pretty cool looking action
evidently,
figure.
As I said, I never, when somebody has to yell at me, well, you're a moron. No, it's not I'm a moron. Taste has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I understand. I also acknowledge it was popular. It's like wrestling. I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but if you like it, good. That's fantastic. By the way, how about that wrestling thing that Rummage is in? Just got, did you see that?
OVW?
Yeah, they just got, they're going to be broadcast by.
They've been on a local TV for
a
while.
No, but it's a big company. Just where's Rummage? Did he leave already?
I think so.
What's the name of that wrestling group?
Ohio Valley Wrestling.
They just got.
OVW.
Like YouTube or somebody is just it was just out yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
Locke, I think, sent a tweet out about it. That it was, let me see if I can find it here. Bear with me, because good for them. So that's what I mean. I'm not a big wrestling guy, but I know it's popular, and those guys are good guys. And oh, I know what it was. He was talking about, no, it wasn't. God, 2 days in a row, I'm going to quote Matt Jones. I had coffee with Matt yesterday, you know. We had it was very, very interesting. Trust me.
Would you guys
like
drink?
To have been a studio audience, but I'm not, a lot of the stuff is not for public consumption. But,
you're being that, you can't do that. You're dangling the
doing that again. Okay. Let me explain to you when someone says, you know, this isn't for public consumption, you don't then go on the air and say, well, truck you, I'm violating all those principles.
No, but you don't have to say, wow, he told me a bunch of really cool stuff that I can't tell you.
I was just
that's
saying,
just rubbing everyone's nose in it.
What did you guys talk about?
So, I said, what'd you guys drink?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said, what'd you talk about? We drank coffee. We were at Heine Brothers.
I know, but
we had coffee.
What type of coffee guys are each of you?
I don't know what was in his cup. I didn't ask.
I'm asking because you're quote-unquote the Louisville guy, and he's the Kentucky guy. Maybe, you know what? We all drink our coffee
the
same.
I had cappuccino. I don't know what he had.
Yeah, see? There's not.
Okay, Ohio Valley Wrestling was, here it is. Another famous fighting company got a television deal. This is from an hour ago. This is from Ohio Valley Wrestling, and it was taken on Wednesday. Ohio Valley Wrestling announced they will partner with U2 America, not YouTube, U2, T-O-O, U2 America, for a weekly television series. It'll debut Friday, April 3rd. They've been running their program, Ohio Valley Wrestling, since 1993. And the television show's been on the air since 1998 with almost 1,100 episodes in total. My God, if I chose to... You know, I have various shows that I put on to fall asleep to. It's a shame I'm not more of a wrestling fan because, my God, that could probably cover me for the rest of my life. I could just watch all the rest of those shows and then just, what? What do we got? 2 shows left? Kill me, Margaret. Just kill me. Be done with it.
Who's
Margaret,
and
why are you talking
Jewish?
Like an old Jewish man?
You already knew my question.
I knew exactly where you were going. You could just absolutely pick that in. Hey, remember that thing you gave me for Christmas, the DNA sample?
Yeah,
I was wondering. I sent it in January. I hadn't heard from the company.
Did you? Because I thought, like, I'm not busting your chops.
No, I mailed it in. If you'll let me finish the sentence, you'll know that I did because they replied and said, your DNA sample is being processed. Results should be ready in 2 to 4 weeks. So
how long does it take?
What are you on me for? I just read you the notice.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, what the hell? So you mailed that, what, how long ago?
January.
So instead of just giving you the results, they're telling you...
I don't know. Do you know how it works? Do you have an idea how it works? Why don't we just continue? Like, have you heard Jurgen Klopp, my guy, my hero?
Oh, the skip for Liverpool?
The Liverpoolian soccer manager who's not a coach. He's a manager.
Yeah, no, it was a great thing about
and I love him to death because he's a great coach and they are going to win the Premier League for the first time in like my lifetime, basically.
Suck it in.
And they're doing a feature on Jim Calhoun. Did he take him? Remember we had him on the show? Do you remember we had Jim Calhoun on?
Yeah, that was a good day.
That was a great day.
You
he
booked
was really
Jim
good.
Calhoun.
Yep.
I booked Bruce Pearl while taking a deuce out of town.
And again, didn't have to say that. All you had to do is say, I booked Bruce Pearl while I was out of town. That's all. The other part of it is inconsequential. It's just you loving to discuss fecal matter. I mean, seriously.
No, I told you. I have a really.
You're infatuated. I mean, is it that,
I've got a great.
What's his name? Freudian somewhere? Aren't you stuck on, like, one of the stages? Like, isn't it, like, Oedipal, fecal, you know, Donder, Blitzen, something? I don't know. Aren't you on one of those stages?
What? That I'm stuck on poop? Like, that's a it's a developmental stage?
Yeah, I think it is. Now you're going to make me look that up. I'm mid-referencing. Sorry, I got to do Calhoun first, then I'll do Freud. St. Joseph. Because the Division III tournament.
Yeah.
Is already going on.
Yeah, they're on a 24-game win streak.
They are?
I think so.
Holy spitballs.
Yeah, he's tearing it up down there. And they've only been around 2 years.
2 years. He started the program. Well, they get a one-year running start, which was good. And then look at him. He's still got the fire. He's just pumping his fist. I thought it was great because when I talked to him, when we talked to him, you remember, when he came on the show, he was not like, this is kind of fun. I'm just, you know, playing out the string. He was fired up. He got a T-like in his first game. So let's go see if they are still alive. I'm fairly certain, by the way, my alma mater is in the Division III tournament. They're a Division III kind of powerhouse, Virginia Wesleyan. They're good again. Let's go see if we can find this here. Wow, how I spelled Connecticut and it still found it. Unbelievable. Google, good work there. Here it is. They play the first round of the they've already played it. They already played it, evidently, because what's today's date?
Today is March 5th,
yeah, 2020. March 2nd, they played the first round of the tournament. Did they get eliminated? They might have got beat already. No.
Still alive.
Oh, no. They announced it March 2nd. They play March 6th. That would make sense. Why would they play in the middle of the week? They play March 6th against Hobart in the NCAA first round of the Division III championship. Would you like to know, just for your own edification, since you people are so well-versed in basketball, like who is in the Division III tournament? I'm going to tell you, because here we go. Division III basketball tournament. Because I'm fairly certain that here it is. Is the official bracket? I'm pretty sure Wesleyan's in, and they host the championship. You know, the not Wesleyan, but the state of Virginia, because Roanoke College, which for years was coached by Paige Moyer, who Louisville fans will remember, his dad Charlie Moyer was the Virginia Tech coach. Paige is a really good guy. We became friends when he started running basketball tournaments to give money to the V Foundation. And they have a huge small college following there, so that's very cool. Let's go see. Here we go. Here are the schools in the first round. Swarthmore plays Brooklyn. Hey, don't. Brooklyn plays Swarthmore. What do you say we get to the arena like an hour and a half before? You know, you check your guns, we'll take the court, we should be good. Then Babson plays Ithaca. Texas Dallas plays Centenary of Louisiana. La Tourneau, that's one school I'm not familiar with. They play Whitworth. Brockport plays the Coast Guard Academy. So if you're going to attack us, 6:30 p.m. on the 6th would probably be good because all the people guarding the coast will be cheering on the Coast Guardians. Middlebury plays on Westfield State. We're in the Northeast region now. And like the, you know, they don't go, it's not like Division I where they send teams across the country. You stay in your region.
Right.
Tufts takes on Western Connecticut State, and Rensselaer takes on New England College. That is a one. That's the top part of the bracket. Now we'll move to the Midwest.
Rensselaer's got a good hockey team.
These are schools nearer to us. Wisconsin-Platteville takes on Concordia, Wisconsin. St. Thomas, Minnesota, they've had a good program for a while, takes on St. Norbert. A lot of Saints. The Saints are well represented here. Saints are all over the joint. They really are. In the Midwest region alone, they got three Saints. I think three of them are in the same doubleheader. St. Norbert plays St. Thomas. Then St. John's plays Ripon or Ripon. I've seen that school all the time. I don't know how to say it. Then Whitman takes on Wisconsin Eau Claire. Emory, very good school in Atlanta, takes on Methodist. Now we're getting into the South in North Carolina. Center College in Connecticut. Congratulations to you. Center College here in Kentucky, takes on Pomona Pitzer. What the hell? They must have sent some people across the country. Pomona Pitzer's in California.
I was going to say, is that Cali? Wow.
Well, you know what? Because there is much more of a concentration of Division III schools in the East than there is in the West. So I guess they finally decided this is not fair. We're going to have to ship some people. Worcester takes on Grove City, and Elmhurst takes on Lycoming in Pennsylvania. Now we go to the other side of the bracket. Springfield in Massachusetts, they used to be Division II. They're Division III now. Takes on a State University of New York, SUNY Canton. Don't know them. Hobart, and we're back to the Saints, Jim Calhoun's team, St. Joseph. Stevens takes on Nichols. Sounds like two families. The Stevens and the Nichols family. Good answer, good answer, good answer. So everybody asked 10,000 spectators, who should take the three-point shot in the corner? Survey said, Wilson. Damn it. Colby takes on Christopher Newport. They used to be in our league when I was at Virginia Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyans are kind of like the McDonald's of colleges. There is one in every state. There's the King Wesleyan. In Connecticut.
Yeah.
Then there's Ohio Wesleyan, there. North Carolina Wesleyan, Virginia Wesleyan, where I went, West Virginia Wesleyan, Nebraska Wesleyan, Tennessee Wesleyan. What's the one that's right here? They advertise on the billboard.
Kentucky
all the time.
Wesleyan?
No, it was in Indiana Wesleyan. Isn't that the? Yeah, there's another one. So, Washington U in St. Louis takes on Bethany Lutheran. North Central takes on Adrian. Do they use that? That would be so great if that was their thing. You know, when the team came out, they just got
every time they hit a three.
Adrian! It'd be great if then this guy's saying, what? What the hell do you want? What? We're trying to win a game here. Sly, shut up. Wisconsin Oshkosh, who makes all those great children's clothes, against Transy. Congratulations to Transy. Transy got a bid right up the road. And then the last region, we're up to the last region. Virginia Wesleyan didn't get in, I guess. Well, that's a bunch of crap. Mount Union takes on Carn. York, Pennsylvania, they were on our old league when I was at Catholic U. St. John Fisher, another Saint, represented. Wittenberg from Ohio takes on La Roche. Benedictine from Illinois takes on Susquehanna, the Susquehanna Hat Company. You know that bit.
What?
You never heard the Susquehanna Hat Company bit?
No.
From?
Sorry to say.
Type that up. Do Google. Do YouTube. It's a famous bit where... Did you ever hear the Niagara Falls bit? Niagara Falls, slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch, and then I beat him and hit him and clubbed him. You never heard that bit either? Damn it! When I die, all of this information, your generation doesn't give a rat. You're better than Jamie. Jamie doesn't give a crap about anything that happened less than 4 days ago, more than 4 days ago. It's a comedy bit. The Susquehanna Hat Company. Play it, please. I insist. I'm trying to spread civilization on the show. Randolph-Macon in Virginia takes on Wesley. They used to be terrible. Now they're good. In Delaware, Marietta takes on the College of New Jersey. Johns Hopkins, not only fine doctors and fine students, are also a fine Division III basketball team. They take on Penn State Harrisburg.
How did we get on a Division III?
Last team, because we love college basketball, and they should know this. These kids are good players, and they deserve 2 seconds in the damn sun, and we just got two teams in Kentucky in the field. Transylvania and Center in the field.
Who's our guy? Who was the guy? Was he D2 or D3?
What the hell are you talking about? The guy.
The guy from New York that you saw, you were a big fan of.
They got beat in the first round of their conference tournament. My guy Georgie, he made all conference, but he didn't play as well down the stretch. I was disappointed. Georgie Keegan, something like that.
Keener.
Good work out of you. Did you find it yet?
Yeah, I got it here. Process showed me how to spell it because I had no idea.
All right, Susquehanna? Ready? Here it is. Quick roll. Thank you.
I don't think that's going to get old.
Yeah, it's going to get old really fast.
Hello, Eddie. How are you?
Here we go.
Where are you bound for?
We're going to spend the weekend up at Briarwood.
Sure. Say, you can do me a favor.
Sure, Dan.
You've got it's a okay. pass
bagel. All you need is the first time he beats the crap out of
him. All you have to do is ask anybody.
It's on our way?
It's on your way.
Sure.
Look, I want you to deliver these hats to the Susquehanna Hat Company. Mm-hmm. They sent me straws instead of derbies.
Oh, sure, that's simple.
Will you do
that?
Hey, Eddie!
Sure.
Why don't you wait for me? We're going up to Briarwood to spend a weekend, and this guy's...
This is Abbott and Costello, right?
Okay,
Dan, we'll take care of it.
Thank you ever so much. Okay, how have you been? Good. Hey, keep an eye on the plumber shop while we're gone.
I'll be glad to.
Okay.
All those hats, you've got to deliver.
What are you doing with the hats?
You've got to deliver these to the Susquehanna Hat Shop.
Where?
It's on Bagel Street.
Where's Bagel Street?
I don't know. We'll ask somebody. It's on our way down there.
How much you say to you?
$7.50 a piece.
How do I look with a $7.50 hat on?
Let me see. thing, kind of spiffy. Okay?
All right, carry those, but don't get it dirty.
Let's go.
Be careful.
Bagel Street.
Here
Bagel Street.
Comes.
We'll ask somebody. We'll ask somebody.
Here we go.
Yeah,
ask.
Ask this fellow where Bagel Street is.
Okay. Excuse me, can you tell me where Bagel Street is?
Sorry, buddy, I haven't got a dime.
Who's asking you for money? I'm only asking you where Bagel Street is.
Do I know where Bagel Street is? Of course I know where Bagel Street is. What do I look like, a dummy? Do I look like I just got off a boat? Is there a tag on my lapel saying I just came from Ellis Island? Of course I know where Bagel Street is. I was born and raised on Bagel Street. My brother was born on Bagel Street. Do you know my brother?
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking
Why
you...
Why did you go around talking about my brother? I'll have you understand my brother's one of the finest boys that ever walked in shoe leather. My brother was an honest student at school. Go ahead, say something nasty about my brother. Say something like he shouldn't get a parole.
I'm asking you where Bagel Street is. That's a common ordinary citizen just as another fellow where Bagel Street is. I got to deliver these hats to the Susquehanna Hat Company. Susquehanna Hat
Here it comes.
Company?
Steve,
go with me!
Is that a Susquehanna hat?
Yeah.
You know who makes these hats?
I don't know.
Child labor. Little girls, 13, 14 years old. Little girls with curls down their hair. They work 13, 14 hours a day. They work in a sweatshop all day long. Here's what I think of a Susquehanna hat. And look at it. Look at that band. Imitation leather, just like paper. And look, I would give you...
$7.50.
What's the matter? So you're putting a wire in there for me to cut my finger. That's the worst hat I ever saw. Boy, the Susquehanna hat, tell me that's what I think of.
There you go. That's the premise. And he beats the crap out of him repeatedly of the Susquehanna Hat Company. John Salzman, if you're listening, that was for you. He loves that bit. Loves that bit.
That's funny.
Famous. A famous vaudevillian bit that I was, before you're a wise ass, no, vaudeville came after me, but I do know my history. So there you go. I thought this guy was being snarky, but I don't think he is. Maybe he is. But he says, could you go through the NAI bracket, too? Because Kentucky's got teams in that tournament. I know they do. They have certainly Georgetown was, weren't they ranked number one for a long time? I think they were. I'm not going to go through the whole bracket, but I'll try and find the Kentucky teams in it, if I can find the damned thing. NAIA basketball. Do they have the tournament set up yet? I'm not sure they've started, have they? Let's go. Here it is, bracket. Let's go see. The whole tournament's in Kansas City, by the way, which is awesome. They take all 32 teams down there. And there's the bracket right there, and yet I can't see it. Would you like to know why?
Why is that?
Because it's set up as an Adobe Acrobat file, and I have no little acrobats in my phone.
You do have some in your head, though. Hey, how you doing?
How are you? So that's enough of that. So we'll see if we can find it later. But I'm pretty sure is Campbellsville in? I don't know. There's good NAI basketball in this state. Yeah. I know that. So I don't know who's in, though. So there you go. What are we doing time-wise? All right, we're at top of the hour. If you're just joining us, Dino Gaudio is with us. Great to talk with him. Louisville plays for a share of the conference championship. They control their own destiny. If they win against Virginia Saturday, they are at least co-champions. If they win and Florida State loses, they win the championship outright. If Florida State wins and Louisville loses, they win this championship outright, the conference championship outright. There is a scenario where three teams could be tied for the title. Four teams could be tied for the title. So it's still any one of those four teams are still alive. But Virginia and Duke need help. Florida State and Louisville control their own destiny. So if they win, they got a piece. So there you go.
Next hour, Brian Bennett of Big Ten Network and The Athletic, he'll join at the top of the hour, talk a little bit about the Hoosiers. I always say playoff chances, but it's not a playoff. It's postseason chances. Kept alive last night by beating Minnesota. They have a tall task in number 24 ranked Wisconsin over the weekend. And then after that, Dave Kane, UVA play-by-play voice.
I want to talk about them, but especially Brian Bennett, because speaking of teams that, Ken, at the beginning of the week, the beginning of the year, rather, were not teams that you regarded very highly. That's not a bad way of putting it, not regarding them. They just didn't look good. UCLA didn't look good. Virginia didn't look good. Texas didn't look good. And they're all playing well. But as a texter, a Twitter person, followers said to me yesterday, you better put Wisconsin on that list too. That's a good point, because for all I talk about the Big Ten, we talked about Ohio State, we talked about Michigan State, we talked about Michigan early, we talked about everybody. Lo and behold, Wisconsin in first place. So that's a great story as well. So we'll talk about that also. So there you go. All right. We'll take a short timeout. We'll come back. It's top of the hour on ESPN 680, 105.7.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community.
Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.